You are welcome back. Stuhas back to Nigeria Info, Harry Input Harker to number one talk station. I'm Dio. Now, the matter we're discussing next, like I asked earlier at the start of the show today, what do we have in Rivers State? Is it a Rivers State task force or is it a Rivers State strike force? Because reportedly, what may be referred to as a Rivers State strike force has struck yet again. More taxi drivers, now, this was from our news yesterday. Taxi drivers are now calling for the scrapping of the Rivers State. Pardon me. More taxi drivers are now calling for the scrapping of the Rivers State Task Force. They made the call during a protest today after their colleague died following an altercation with officials of the task force over the weekend.
We don't want task force for Mokro at Rupaku at Grita. We don't need any task force again. From Rumokro to Rupaku to that to Grita, we don't need any task force.
Every other state, their annual tax is not up to 5,000 naira. But here in Rumokro, we pay more than 580,000 naira annually. Not only that, when you come to this Port Harcourt, governor approve only one ticket, which is 300 naira for smaller motor, then 400 naira for bigger motor. But all the whole local government in River State have went and produced so many tickets, not just only that, sticker everywhere.
Now, earlier, one of the protesting drivers told our correspondent that three of the commercial drivers were arrested by security operatives during the protest, which started in Rumokoro but was extended to Rupoku part of the city. He called on the authorities to intervene, insisting the protest was peaceful. Now, Secretary of the Drivers Welfare Association, Aloha Coleman, also had some words to say.
Most of them are not even recognized in that area. So somebody will just put on apron and they come out to the road and they start harassing drivers. So for me, I am saying that from now, that there shall be no more WEK task force as well as that of National Union, because they are a kind of interwoven. They work together. They work together in order to do what they frustrate drivers. They have sent many drivers to village. You understand? When they meet you two times, they don't even require a token. It's just a huge amount of money. So because of that, you just plan to go home. You plan to go back to village.
And I'm asking you right now, what should be done with the River State Task Force? And let's get your take. Once again, joining by facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live there. Also streaming live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. Check out YouTube also, NigeriaInfoPH. Call at the appropriate time, 070-0923-0923. Well, joining me in the studio as well for this conversation is Good News Goodleaf. He's a Vice Chairman, Drivers Welfare Association. Good News Goodleaf, good evening to you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Yeah, thank you very much. My name is Good News Goodleaf, the Vice Chairman of the Drivers Welfare Club of Nigeria, River State Chapter.
Hey, welcome again. Let's get right to it then. Maybe I should start with three of your drivers, your colleagues, reportedly were arrested during the protest. Let's start there. What is their situation right now?
Yeah, thank you very much. First of all, I will greet the River State people viewing all over the world. Good evening, everyone. What really happened that yesterday?
No. Before we get to what happened, we'll get to what happened. But specifically, those three drivers that reportedly were arrested, where are they now?
I think they are still in the custody of the security agents.
Which particular security agency arrested them?
Anti-cultism.
Okay, which state? Do you know what the station is?
I don't really know, but they say it's close to that market side, opposite Happy Bite Sax Road, towards that Aziz.
Okay, has any attempts been made to secure the release? And why are they being held by? Do you know why they're being held? And any efforts have been made to secure the release yet?
Some effort has been made, but the people that went there, they say that they could not find them down in that actually place of the anti-cultism. So this morning I was making an attempt to go, but when the drivers started again today, I decided to revise my vehicle back. Even they wanted to deflate my tires. I told them to hold on, that they should not take this in. The man that is involved in the disease is our loved one. So at that point, when I saw that it was becoming much, I left. I did not go again for now. But I think I should make a movement by tomorrow. or later this evening as I'm leaving here.
So those three drivers, based on information available to you, are still in the custody of the anti-cultism unit of the River State Police Command?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So let's start from the very beginning now. What happened? What were the circumstances that led to the deaths of your colleague, another taxi driver, from information you've gathered?
He's a keke bus driver.
Oh, keke driver?
Yeah, keke bus driver, not taxi driver.
Okay, keke. When you say keke bus, what do you mean by that?
The mini bus, the smaller one.
Not keke?
Not keke nape.
Keke bus.
Keke bus, yeah.
Is it the type that was used on the campus of Uniport?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right, go ahead. So what happened then?
Actually, that very day, not that I saw what happened actually, but the drivers that saw what happened gave me an information, which I verified to find out that this was true. That the driver just parked at the Rumokoro there. Then they now came and asked him for money. He told them that they should wait for him to go and come back, that he will give them, which other drivers normally do.
Who is there exactly? Who wanted it and came to him?
The task force.
Which, can you be specific? What task force?
They say the people told me that it's wicked task force.
Okay, that's the task force on street trading, illegal motor parks, and all of that. That, yeah, one?
No, the one that impound truck for wrong parking. They impound the vehicle for wrong parking. If you park where you are not supposed to park, they will impound your vehicle and send it to the government house.
Okay, all right, go on.
So when they came, they now asked him for money. He said that he will go and come back. All of a sudden, one went to the back and pulled out his valve. So when this young man came out from the vehicle, he said, "Why will you pull my valve?"
What valve?
The valve tire.
Okay, all right.
He pulled it out and he told him that this thing you people are doing is not good. We have been staying in this junction together. Now look at what your people have done. One now dragged him out from the car. Wanted to remove his battery, he resisted them. So they now lifted him up and hit him on the ground. At that spot, they rushed the young man at the Rumokoro there.
What do you mean they rushed him?
They rushed him to the hospital.
No, after hitting him on the ground, what happened next? Before they rushed him,
When they hit him on the ground, yeah, they removed the battery and they took the battery away from the vehicle. And the young man was on the ground, they are lying down based on the information they gave to me.
Okay.
So I now said, "Where is he?" They say they took him to Amazing Grace Room or the Maya. So when they reached there, they said
that's a hospital?
Yes, okay. Amazing Grace Hospital. They said that they cannot attend to him, that they should go to another place. So what I find out that all the delays, all this, for about two hospitals before they now finally send him to UPTH. So when they sent him to UPTH, he was there. They put oxygen on his nose to retain him. From that time till, I think, 1:30 a.m. to 2, that he died.
What day was this exactly?
He died on Monday early morning. When they destroyed the valve of the tire was on Sunday.
Sunday? This last Sunday?
Yes, that just passed.
Okay.
Yes. So they spoiled the tire, and the young man was trying to find out what happened. They now lifted him up and hit him on the ground. They rushed him.
So he passed away Monday morning, early Monday morning.
Yes, early Monday morning.
Now, this task force members, this, you refer to them as wicked task force, who committed this, who damaged his vehicle, who physically assaulted him, that led to his death. Does anyone know their whereabouts now? Have they been apprehended by the police? Does anybody know anything about them?
He has been apprehended by the police.
Oh, the task force member responsible has been apprehended by the police?
Yes, yes.
Oh, when did this happen?
I don't really know when they arrested him, but I got the information that he's in the police custody. I died Rumokoro police because I don't really know the actual place, but he has been apprehended for sure.
Okay, but it wasn't one person. There were a number of them. So is it one person that's been arrested or all of them that were involved in that incident?
One person, the one that lifted him up and hit him on the ground.
How about the others who were with him at that time?
Those ones, I don't think they apprehended those ones. Okay. Only just the one that hit him, that caused the death of him.
He's in police custody right now?
Yes, sir.
Did you confirm that?
It was the one of the drivers that told me that he's at Rumokoro Police Station.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they get the name of this person?
No, I don't know the name of the task force.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about your experience, the experience of taxi drivers or bus drivers, you know, because this particular driver, you say, is a keke bus driver.
Yes.
What has been the experience of your members with this task force over time?
Yeah, thank you very much. The experience we are having at Rumokoro right now, it is because of too many task force. We have Obiakpo Task Force, we have National Union Task Force, we have Wike Task Force, we have Community Task Force, and even some the illegal task force that don't even have ID card. You will see almost all of them holding pliers. When you will be coming to Rumokoro, the moment you cross council, tension will hit you. According to them, they say face no show. This face did not show. So once they see new face.
What does that mean? Face no show.
Means is a new man. They will hold you and they will take a huge amount of money from you. That's the meaning. But there are ones that when they come, people like me, if I come, they see me, they will step behind. They will not near my car. So what am I saying is that the experience in Rumokoro is much. From Obiakpo Council to Borikam Gate, there is no bus stop. Even at the Obiakpo Local Government Council, there is a bus stop there. According to the local government chairman, that any bus that comes should drop and go. Don't pick passengers there. Because according to what he said, that when they are loading vehicle there, they will be shouting, Rupaku Igrita, Rupaku Igrita, and it is disturbing the peace of the council. So they stop people to load on the front of that Obiakpo bus stop there. So what am I saying is this. I'm suggesting that...
Pardon, we'll come to suggestions in a moment. We'll get to that. But you talked about at Rumokoro especially, you talked about all kinds of task force. You have Obiakpo Task Force, you
yes.
have Wike Task Force, you have
National Union
Task Force, you have Community Task Force.
Yes.
Now, what efforts, you are the vice chairman of the Drivers Welfare Association, you call yourself a club as well. What efforts have you made, the leadership, you are part of the ex-course, to let the authorities know the challenges that you and your members are dealing with and to attend to this? You mentioned the Obiakpo Task Force. That suggests that the Obiakpo Council, led by its chairman, has its own task force as well. Have you communicated these challenges to the chairman of Obiakpo, for example, or any other authority? And if you have, what response did you get?
Yeah, thank you very much. We went there. My chairman, Saoki, went there to see him. And
when was this?
That was last year.
Okay.
So the Rumokoro police came, OSPAC came, National Union came, Wiki Tax Force, their leader came. Then they now provided a place from that, after you pass the filling station, coming from Rumokoro to Rumokoro, after you pass that filling station, opposite the market, the slaughter, you will see where they mark with paint that they should park. But when 18-seater bus and 14-seater bus will come there to park and offload, not to carry, just to park and offload, they will apprehend the vehicle, which is not good. If you call that a bus stop, that place should be, whether bus or taxi or keke minibus, they should allow all to park and offload and go. Check where somebody is coming to Rumokoro Market slaughter. You will run and go and reach Safari. After the roundabout Safari, then the person has to trek down again to the market. What of it if it is an old woman? It will be too stressful for the woman.
Now, your challenges with all of these task forces, the Obiakpo Task Force, Wiki Task Force, National Union Task Force, Community Task Force, is it just parking? Because from the sound I played back just a while ago, one of the drivers, your members, I suppose, was complaining about the tickets as well. All kinds of tickets everywhere. This one demanding this, that one demanding that. So from your standpoint, and you are an ex-co once again of the Drivers Welfare Association, Is the problem just that of parking, or are there other problems as well?
It is not only the parking. There are other problems lying down there, sir.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much. The ticket issue. Formerly, there were a lot of tickets in Rivers State. You go to, you see the one of Ikure local government, Obiakpo, Falga, and so on. Now, the buying of tickets is like where you are opening a notebook inside each and every vehicle. So, the Board of Internal Revenue now come in conjunction with the Rivers State government that all these tickets should be assembled in one ticket.
I remember that was during the era of Adoage Note, I believe. But go ahead.
Yes. They now bought a scratch card ticket, River State government scratch card, and put all those tickets in that one. They sell at the rate of 300 naira. Now, before we know what is going on, the Board of Internal Revenue cannot be able to stand firm consigning this particular scratch card ticket. Some will bring out park maintenance, this and that. So, what am I saying in the next sense is that the Board of Internal Revenue failed to stand firm for all the drivers to enjoy just that one ticket, that scratch card ticket. Now, we have National Union tickets, which they sell on their own. Those are bought by the National Union members. Why the Drivers Welfare Club of Nigeria have their own tickets, which we buy from the River State government, which is called the scratch card.
You are tuned in to
92.3
Nigeria
FM. And now, Hard Facts. Hard Facts with Dion.
Welcome back to the Hard Facts in Nigeria. Info Herring Port Harcourt and Diet at 4:30 p.m. Thanks for staying tuned. Apologies for the abruptness of the commercial earlier on, but discussions are on still. And taxi drivers are now calling for the scrapping of the River State Task Force. They made the call during a protest yesterday after their colleague died following an altercation with officials of the task force over the weekend.
We don't want task force for Mokro at Rupaku at Grita. We don't need any task force again. From Mokro to Rupaku to that Grita, we don't need any task force.
Every other state, their annual tax is not up to 5,000 naira. But here in Rumokro, we pay more than 580,000 naira annually. Not only that, when you come to this Port Harcourt, governor approve only one ticket, which is 300 naira for smaller motor, then 400 naira for bigger motor. But all the whole local government in River State have went and produced so many tickets, not just only that, sticker everywhere.
Well, I'm asking you right now, what should be done with the River State Task Force, joined by Facebook and Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. My guest is still in the studio. Good News Goodleaf is Vice Chairman, Drivers Welfare Association. Welcome once again.
Thank you very much, sir.
Now, you describe what happened with your colleague who lost his life, or was killed, more or less. And you talked about the challenges that you're facing with the task force, all kinds of task forces everywhere. Some of them, you don't even know who they are. They just wear, as one of your colleagues said in our news, just wear an apron, come out and start, you know, extorting people and using force to collect money from them. Are there other challenges you face besides problems with parking or all of these stickers and tickets and all that? Are there any other challenges you face with the task forces or the union or all of that?
Yeah, like the National Union, when you go down to the Rumokoro, what you hear was they will ask you, where my money? Just like that. As if they are doing it as a duress to the drivers. Some pay the money with grudge mind. And sometimes, it is not only just that one, no. One group will come, I just don't want to mention him. One group will come with his five boys, another group will come with his five boys. Check where you give all the headmen to 200 and all his boys 100 naira, like four groups. Then you come to Igruta, there are many. You go to Omagwa,
like how much does the average taxi driver or bus driver pay to all of these people every day, in one day?
Close to 4,000 to 5,000 naira a day.
4,000 to 5,000 naira a day.
Yes.
How much do you make in a day that you would pay 4,000 to 5,000 to some hoodlums?
Sir, they are only, we are only, the drivers are only looking for a way by bit doing this way, they are, they, according to them, say their face don't show. But if you refuse to give them, they will end up to impound your vehicle and send it to the park and deflect the tires.
Which park?
Sometimes it happens at Rumokoro Park, the National Union Park. Sometimes it happens at Igruta, National Union Park. Sometimes at Omagua.
And whenever this happens, is there anything the driver can do to get their vehicle back? Or even to ensure the vehicle is not taken there in the first place?
Sometimes they will take money from you, like 4,000, 5,000, and they will still take the car to the park. That money will become their own now. And you see everybody complaining. So many people are pulling out from the National Union with angriness. Some sold their motor. Some drivers, their car have been taken away from them by the car owners, saying that they cannot be able to give account of the day.
But you have formed yourselves, many of these drivers, into a Drivers Welfare Association. So you have a group, and there's strength in size, in numbers. How come you've not been able to resist all of this harassment and extortion even till now?
Thank you. What did DWCN always do? If any of our member is being apprehended by the National Union, we'll go there and release the person. Sometimes we talk to them. They will not like to listen to us. We are not calling any driver to come and join the DWCN, because the DWCN, the people that are already there, have seen that the DWCN work well for them. So they will go out and drag other people and come in. So Rupoku is increasing. Omagua Ishobo also is increasing.
All right, you embarked, your members embarked on the protest yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
Was it yesterday? Okay, yeah. Yesterday. What happened yesterday? Where did you take the protest to, and did you get any response at all?
We were not doing it in a violent way, the protest. We are doing it in a peaceful demonstration, peaceful, because we are not doing it based on the National Union or the Drivers' Welfare. We were doing it concerning drivers as a whole, because the man that lost his life, that died, is a driver. So everybody, whether taxi driver, bus driver, National Union, DWCN, all of them came together that no work, nobody will work. So when they say nobody will work, the passenger I carried, they offloaded me down. That was from the point I joined them. And I told them that nobody should spoil any car. So when they see any motor that some vehicle will carry passengers, see them, they will be running away. They will chase the vehicle and offload all the passengers down. That is what they were doing yesterday.
So what did you protest to?
Yes, we started from the Rumokoro, went to Igrita. We wanted to go to Omagua. They say that one of the Oga in Ubiakpo is calling us. We now revised back to Ubiakpo. Reaching Ubiakpo, we did not see anybody. We went to Rumokoro and stand at Rumokoro. All of a sudden, the Nigerian army came. They wanted to, as if they want to shoot. So they say, why are we blocking the road? We say, sir, we lost our driver. So we are not happy about what has happened. Let the government come and hear what these tax force has done. They say, is that why we block the road? They use their stick to even they hit me their stick that yesterday. All so many drivers ran away. I told them that I cannot run away because we are not hoodlums. We are drivers. Look at what has happened. They say, if this has come to this point, what we are supposed to do is to go to the appropriate authority and lay our complaint, not for us to come and block Rumokoro entirely. That we should open it, and we now open the road, and cars we are now passing. If you see the lot of chaos there.
But you did block, your members blocked the road.
Drivers as a whole, all of us blocked the road.
Okay.
Yes, I will say it. We blocked the road. So when the army came, they said, okay, open the road. We opened the road, and the flow of the traffic start moving. So that was how the whole thing ended yesterday.
Where else did you take this protest to?
From Rumokoro to Igrita, from Igrita back to Rumokoro.
You didn't go anywhere else?
No, we did not go any other far place.
Okay. The task force responsible for this mayhem, that's one of the members has killed your colleague. Have you heard from them? Have you met anyone?
you cannot even see any of them on the road from now since that incident took place. You cannot even find one.
Have you spoken with anybody? Has anybody from the government spoken to you, anybody at all?
That yesterday we went to government house.
So you did go somewhere else then?
We went to government house. The state chairman being Comrade Dixon Jeremiah. And
state chairman of what?
Of the Drivers Welfare Club of Nigeria.
Okay.
And the Ishobo chairman called Chifo of the Drivers Welfare Club of Nigeria. And my chairman called Sawoke Vanagon from Rupoku/Igrita unit, where I'm the vice. We team up ourselves and we went to government house. We saw Africa and we saw Oga Felix. These are the Oga them for concerning the wicked tax force.
Okay.
And they gave a condolence sorry to we that we should pass to the family of the people that the disease will be taken care of, that they should not cause any violence or any problem anymore from that yesterday. Then from there, we now went to the UPTH to see the cops. They said we will not see it. The wife said that we should leave it till today. So reaching today, my chairman and as well has gone there, which I did not join him to go. He told me that he has gone. So that was how they went so far.
Okay, the chairman. Pardon me, the Felix you're referring to, is it Felix Nwadibe? I believe he's supposed to be the coordinator of the River State Task Force.
Yes.
So you met with him yesterday?
Yes.
So once again, they simply said sorry and that's it?
No, that they will visit the family. Because he said that they've gone and visited the family that yesterday morning before the drivers saw them and was throwing stone on them, they left. It's like, I think they break one of their glass. So I am not supportive of that. What has happened, but we should just try our best to make sure that everything come well. And since they've given the assurance that they are going to see the family of the man that lost his life.
Does that mean everything is well now? Because I heard one of your members from our news saying that you don't want Wicked Task Force again. Is that situation the same or has it mellowed down now because the task force coordinator told you sorry?
Actually, when the man said sorry, we will only go back to tell our people. And if our people resist, then we'll look for a way and come together to make the peace. Because I will not fight against the government saying that this or that. Because if I am in the state, I am still part of the government. Commercial drivers, they are still part of the government because they pay their tax to the government. So what am I trying to say is this.
You also pay your tax to task forces as well. Community task force, union task force,
I pay my tax to the River State government by buying the daily ticket.
I understand that. What I'm saying is you also pay other monies to other persons as well who God knows what to do with them. Okay, it's all right. That's fine.
Sometimes they will come to me. If I feel like giving them, I'll give them and go my way.
When I say you, I don't mean you as a person. I'm referring to drivers generally. But anyways, so what is it that drivers need to happen going forward? Taxi drivers, bus drivers, keke bus drivers, commercial transporters basically in River State. What is it that you need that will make your job, your work, your hustle a whole lot easier and you can meet the needs, your needs, needs of your family, your needs of your employers or those who gave you a bus or car to drive on their behalf, and also meet your obligations to the state, to the government by paying your taxes? What do you need to happen for government to put in place?
What I want the government to put in place is this. The Wicked Tax Force should not be disturbing the drivers except they park wrongly. Like, you cannot come and just impound somebody this thing like that and you take the vehicle away. And at the end of the day, the owner of the truck will end up to sack the driver and take his motor and sell the motor. So we don't want any tax force to be disturbing the drivers. If any driver should park wrong, since they've provided a place. But what we are suggesting, they should give us a place to park and be free. Like, see what happened now. Every driver is free, running on the road. You go to a greeter, they will take money. National Union, they are not supposed to come to the road using bus to be patrolling to hold other people's vehicle. It is wrong by taking tax from the drivers. when after the drivers have finished paying their tax to the government by buying the River State government ticket.
Now, I know that you're all mourning, and your members are mourning the loss of your colleague, and that's a very sad thing. And once again, deep condolences for that. However, speaking of parking and the comportment or conduct of some of your members on the roads, it's very disturbing indeed, I must say, as a road user myself. It's very disturbing, really. What bus drivers, what taxi drivers, what keke do on the roads. Sometimes you literally feel yourself going insane when you encounter them on the roads. What are you doing to address the conduct of your members on the roads also?
Yes, I told them today that they should calm down. Nobody is happy based on what has happened by losing Elder, our fellow driver. So what I told them is that they should leave the protest they want to carry out for today again. They should leave it. Since they are looking for way, being the Felix and the Oga Africa, they have said that they will do the normal needs.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the protest.
Okay.
I'm talking about how your members, drivers, conduct themselves on the road generally before this incident.
Okay.
How the drivers will just stop right there, middle of the road, to drop off passengers or pick up along. And it doesn't matter if there are 100 vehicles behind the fellow and they're all blaring their horns, the driver is not concerned. How keke drivers drive recklessly on the roads. How bus drivers just stop traffic anywhere because they want to pick up passengers or drop passengers. Taxi drivers the same as well. Turning at the most awkward and unreasonable places because they want to. You know. So what are you doing to address that? Because citizens are concerned about this also.
We've called the Drivers Welfare Club of Nigeria, being our members. Like me, myself, what am I doing is this. When I see any of our members that drive ruthlessly or park ruthlessly on the road, I will seize the vehicle from the person, from that driver. I will seize it and I will go and park it in the chairman's office. He will go there and take and pay whatever dues he will pay, or will send it to the road safety. That is what we do. So, drivers are not supposed to park ruthlessly on the road to obstruct people that are coming at his back. It is totally wrong. And every driver is supposed to park his vehicle very well, clear it away from the road, whether picking or dropping, clear very well. It is like the one that happened this morning. Someone just at Rumoku Market Junction just stopped suddenly at my front. I was following him at his back. He stopped. Only for me to look at him. I was about even hitting him at his back. He said, sorry, sorry, sorry. And he left just like that. Then I now overtook him and much tell him to clear the motor because he's a member of the DWCN. And I told him, if I see this again, I will strike you off from the road. You will not walk again for 1 week. That is the punishment that we will give to our people, because our people, we keep lecturing them to be well-disciplined on the road.
Well, you obviously need to do a lot more of that. Well, the line's open right now. Call 070-093-093. Any thoughts on the matter being discussed at the moment? What do we do with the task force in River State? And what else can be done to improve the fortunes of commercial transporters in River State as well? Once again, 070-093-093. You can join via facebook.com/Nigerian4PH, via Twitter @Nigerian4PH. Hello, Heart Frank, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello, there. Good evening.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, my name is Rufus and I'm calling from the FCC, Mute 2, Abuja, to be precise. You see the scenario that we find ourselves. I was watching online the protest that erupted yesterday and the dismembering of the anarchy that almost came up as a result of this. Now, you see what the government of the Wike administration has done or is doing to our youths. This so far clearly shows that this is the only employment scheme the River State government can offer to our youths.
Okay, obviously you are called in for the wrong intention, so I'm going to let you go. Hello, Heart Factor, welcome. If you have a contribution to what's being discussed right now, go ahead, please. Hello? You're live on radio? You're welcome. You're live on radio. Please go ahead.
Hello,
Heart Factor. Welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead, please.
Hello, I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead, please.
You see this weekly task force of the team. It's very bad the way they are treating our youth. It's very bad. It's not good. You see this weekly task force, sometimes the way the is as is, I don't just understand sometimes on the youth.
Hi, 013, hello.
Hello, Dayo, good evening.
You're welcome, go on.
Yeah, my name is Anjak Batube. Dayo, quickly, let me just say, I, without any apology, the person there is totally unserious. Totally unserious. The way he's even responding to this, somebody died, and he's saying they are said we are going to address it. It's totally unserious. And this is why we have this kind of nonsense in our society. The people who, the family of the person who they just killed now, so the man is sitting in the studio and saying, we have told them not to do protests. We are going to, since they have said they will take care of. Take care of what now? When I hear this kind of things, I'm irritated, man. It's totally unserious, Dayo. I'm telling you. I don't know how you're able to stand to interview him like that.
Please watch the language. Please watch the language. And respect.
Somebody died.
Please respect my guest in the studio. Thank you very much. All right. Do you have any response to some of his words? He did say some unsavory things. But one of the things that he did say, which I think he made a valid point, is he's concerned about your response to this, saying that, you know, task force said they would take care of something, and he's asking, take care of what? The person is dead. The family is without a husband, is without a father, is without a brother, is without an uncle. Is it enough that Felix in Wadi Bay or some other Oga, whoever, said that they would take care of whatever that is that they plan to take care of? Is that enough? Does that satisfy you?
No, that does not satisfy me, actually.
And by you, I mean your association.
My association told me this morning, being the chairman, that because when the drivers, they said they will still continue the protest again today, and the police said that they don't want this protest to go on again today. The appropriate thing, it is a case of a lost life, which nobody's happy about it. Even me, one of the ESCO, I'm not happy about it. But what am I trying to say is that this will not happen again. I'm only trying to plead for our people that this just happened. Like, we keep having cases and of cases that one person killed this one person killed the other one. See, almost every year. But please, they should also know that the Drivers Welfare Club of Nigeria is not happy about what has happened, and we are putting a measure over it to make sure that the situation calms down.
All right. Hello, Heart Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Yes, good evening.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Wadi. I come from Andoni. I want to contribute on the matter on ground now concerning this task force of a something. I on the news, I had one of the driver calling for scrapping of the task force, and I really joined that man to call him to scrap the task force. But I said at Rumo Kriko, that Mike community, and I know some of these boys, they are druggers. They smoke drugs. Some of them are cultists. So how can they send cultists to go and stop people's property? But some of these boys, if you see them in that community, they behave anyhow. So one day, I found
Waterline. Hello? Well, good to hear from you there. Hard Factor, welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello, Dayo.
Go ahead, please.
I'd like to appreciate you for all your efforts. Wonderful. Well, I greet my friend there who is talking with you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Dayo.
Go ahead.
So, I feel pained that in this country, people take laws into their hands. Now, the Oga Felix of this world, my friend in the studio, doesn't step on their toes. because they know him personally. They could deal with him. But if police can be able to rise up to this occasion, to bring justice to bear upon all these criminals, or even passengers, and people who render services that can help humanity, drivers that are important to us, it would be nice. I'm fed up with an issue in this country where people are trampled upon, and the people who sent them, because all those people are agents to Felix them and all of them. I don't know them, but he knows what I'm saying. They should call their boss to order and make that.
Okay, I don't know why we can't hear you clearly again. Sorry about that. So I have to end the conversation. I've got several responses here. I'm sorry I can't take many of them. Maybe one or two messages. At Jeff and Phil via Twitter goes, "Hi, Dad. This young man took me from Igruta and dropped me at Shell Junction on his way to your station. Dad, what he told me about the task force is unbearable. I pray we vote in a new governor that will treat citizens and residents with human face policies." Is that true? You dropped somebody at Shell Junction today?
Yes,
okay, anyway, yes. Moving on, another quick message. Do I have time for this? Good evening, Dio and guests. The way Mr. Union Chairman is sounding, it's a matter of time when another incident would happen, not if another incident would happen. He hasn't said any concession they extracted from government, either from Ministry of Transport or Task Force themselves. That's from text. But we have to wrap this up now. Thanks for your time, and I wish you and your members the very best.
Thank you very much. God bless you.